Athens's Carlson, Trudeau has declared Canada a dictatorship. By Jeff Poor on February 15, 2022. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's invocation of the Emergencies Act to respond to the so-called Freedom Convoy truckers' protest underway in Trudeau's country, a defining moment in its history. Carlson said Trudeau's declaration was the equivalent of declaring Canada a dictatorship. Transcript as follows. Carlson: when thousands of blue-collar workers showed up in Ottawa several weeks ago to protest the tyranny being imposed against them, the Prime Minister of Canada refused to meet with them or to speak to them. Instead, he fled the city and then from his bunker, he called the truckers Nazis. When they still didn't leave the city, Justin Trudeau suspended democracy and declared Canada a dictatorship. Begin video clip. Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister. The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs, and restoring confidence in our institutions. End video clip. Carlson: so let's be clear. This is a defining moment in the history of Canada, in the history of the English-speaking West. The Emergencies Act is martial law. It has never been invoked in the history of that country. Now, by law, the Emergencies Act is allowed only in emergencies in quote, urgent and critical situations that seriously endanger the lives, health, or safety of Canadians. What's happening now does not qualify. What's happening in Canada now is not an emergency. Here's what it looked like this weekend. Video clip plays. Carlson: according to Justin Trudeau, everyone you saw in that tape is a terrorist, even the kids in their bouncy castles. Justin Trudeau has unilaterally revoked their civil liberties and authorized men with automatic weapons to haul them to jail. Trudeau was allowed for the arrest of this man. For example, making food for the terrorists. Begin video clip. Unidentified male: you can receive a free meal. Regardless of what race you're from, what caste, creed, religion, doesn't matter. It's about the community kitchen, we all eat as one and humanity is equal. So the CEWA concept, helping the community, is what we're practicing here today. We're here alongside the truckers in the fight for freedom and we're doing our part from the Sikh faith. End video clip. Carlson: so again, all of these people can now be arrested on site simply because of where they're standing. But being arrested is the least of their problems. An arrest suggests bail, you can get out of jail. You can't get out of the country, Justin Trudeau has just made. Under martial law, Trudeau now has the power to force banks to seize their bank accounts and insurance companies to cancel their insurance. That means they can't actually live in Canada anymore. They are non-persons, they are enemies of the state and they will be crushed. At least one trucker knows exactly what's coming. He has seen it before. He came to Canada from Nicolae Ceaușescu's Romania. Begin video clip. Unidentified male: why did all the people meant to vote? Why 100 people, 180 or 200 people who decide your life or mine or another? Let the Canadian people live. Unidentified male: it's all corrupt, too, all of these people voting? Unidentified male: some, when some people they decide your life. Like 300 people that decide your life, when you're 30 million. Let us vote. End video clip. Carlson: so it isn't an overstatement to compare what is happening in Canada right now to what happens in a Stalinist dictatorship? Well, the slogans are different. In the Eastern Bloc, they used to talk about solidarity. In Canada, they talk about diversity, but the repression is similar. Today, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, by the way, is a former American journalist, maybe not surprisingly, announced that going forward, Justin Trudeau will regulate all crowdfunding and cryptocurrency under the Terrorist Financing Act. Really? So Justin Trudeau is now in charge of all of your finances. He is in charge of cryptocurrency? How does that work? And on what justification? And if that wasn't clear enough, Trudeau's minority government unilaterally just sent another $500 million to the authoritarian state of Ukraine, where the head of the rival political party is now under arrest and where opposition media has been banned. That's the country they're now in solidarity with. You can see where this is going. In fact, it's already there. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.